Blackstone Audiobooks presents A Bend in the River by V.S. Naipaul. Part 1. The Second Rebellion. 1. The world is what it is. Men who are nothing, who allow themselves to become nothing, have no place in it. Nasruddin, who had sold me the shop cheap, didn't think I would have it easy when I took over. The country, like others in Africa, had had its troubles after independence. The town in the interior, at the bend in the great river, had almost ceased to exist, and Nasruddin said I would have to start from the beginning. I drove up the coast in my Peugeot. That isn't the kind of drive you can do nowadays in Africa, from the east coast right through to the center. Too many of the places on the way have closed down or are full of blood. And even at that time, when the roads were more or less open, the drive took me over a week. It wasn't only the sand drifts and the mud and the narrow, winding, broken roads up in the mountains. There was all that business at the frontier posts, all that haggling in the forest outside wooden huts that flew strange flags. I had to talk myself and my Peugeot past the men with guns, just to drive through bush and more bush. And then I had to talk...